A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, 136a, pagination, 271. We'll start from the facing page, though, on the bottom. So we're on page 270 on the bottom. Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, 135b, to start off. Five lines from the bottom. Tanya Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. There's a ruling from Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, and we'll have to do our best to explain this, even if we can't get it all the way to practical halacha, but to appreciate the ruling. Kol shashah lamed yom ba'adam, eino nefel. If a child, newborn child, lives for 30 days, so then we know that it's a viable child. Eino nefel, he's not a nefel. The term nefel is referring to a child that is not viable, isn't going to last. Shenemar, based on a pasuk, ufuduyav mi ben chodesh tifta, the time to redeem the child, the time that you know that the child is definitively alive, is when the child reaches 30 days. And until then, we're not quite sure. Now, on today's daf, we're going to explain that this is limited in its case, what the case is, but that's his ruling. It's got to reach 30 days for us to be sure that it's a viable infant. Shmonas yamim bebehema, and there's a similar ruling that you need 8 days by an animal, ain't a nefel, so that you know that it's not a nefel. Again, that it's a viable, healthy birth. Otherwise, you could shecht it, but you're not going to be able to eat it because you don't know for sure that it's a viable child. Shenamar, as we find in the pasuk, umiyom hashmini vahala yeiratzel lekarbon. From the 8th day and on, it is fitting to be brought as a karbon. And even though we're not bringing it as a karbon, but that's the date when it's considered agreed that it's a viable birth. Says the Gemara, halo shaha, but if it did not last that amount of time, sefek ohava, it becomes a case of doubt. We're not quite sure if the infant is viable. Asks the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that anything short of 30 days by a child is a case of doubt. Onto today's daf, mimhel hechi mahalinan lei. How can you go and do mila on the child? Because you're not quite sure. Maybe you're making a wound without a mitzvah. Because if it's not a viable child, it doesn't need mila. It's interesting. Our minig is that we end up doing mila, even Rachmana Litzlan, by a tragic situation. The child doesn't live, we still do Mila, but that's Kabbalah, that's a spiritual, you want to do what you can for the child. But in terms of strict halacha, the child's not included in the mitzvah because he's not considered a viable child. If so, by any child, if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to take his ruling to that extent, that everything is a doubt unless you're positive that it's viable, and you won't know that until 30 days, so then how can we ever do Mila on a child? Omer Vada Barava explained, Molimo Somi Monafshach. You can do the Mila because either way, Mimonafshach is a logic. Either way, what's the either way? Imchayhu, if the child is alive, Shapir Kamohil, so then you're doing a good Mila. Vim lav, and you're worried the child is not a good child, mechatech bevosaru, so I'm not doing anything. The child's not a viable child, so I'm doing a cut, and blood is flowing. That's not blood, that's not, it's nothing.
What about brachas?
So you're asking a whole different question. What about brachas? Which is a great question. But in terms of the question regarding Shabbos, he did answer the question. Okay. Let's go down, and midway between top and bottom, the first word on a line, Iboi Luhu. Drop down. That's it. Good? Iboi Luhu. They asked the following question. Mi pligi rabbanan alei de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo. Did the rabbis argue on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's concern or not? And imtim tzalama pligi, and if they do argue on him, halacha kemoso ein halacha kemoso. Is the halacha like him or is the halacha not like him? In other words, the Gemara is opening up here. What's going to be? Because this is a pretty heavy statement for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to say that on every child we should start wondering, is the child viable? Toshima, come in here. Egel shanolad biyamtif. There's a case of a calf that was born on yamtif. Shochtin oso biyamtif, and you're allowed to shecht it on yamtif. An amazing proof. Because the child can only be one day old. We're talking about an animal. You're going to do the shechita on the animal. It's only one day old. So I guess we're rejecting Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's concern. The Gemara feels you could link his concern by an animal until 8 days and his concern by a person until 30 days. You could link them. And you see that we're willing to do shechita on the first day right after the birth. Hacha b'mayaskinan answers the Gemara, dekimle b'gavei shekolulu chadoshav. And this is really the secret to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. We know for a fact that the gestation period was correct. In other words, if an animal's gestation was, in this case, 9 months was expected, and we're not sure if it got its 9 months, it may be 8 months, so then the Gemara is viewing that, Rav Shimon Gamliel, as not a viable birth. We're not sure where this is going, because it didn't have the proper gestation. Similarly, by a human, we have a tradition, at least according to the way the Gemara standards were before we start having questions of Nishtanu Ativ and maybe the metabolism changed, but the Gemara explains it that a 7 month gestation could work and a 9 month gestation could work, but an 8 month gestation with certain things start developing but they don't develop fully, the Gemara says that's a very questionable pregnancy. An 8 month, 8 month pregnancy. So what the Gemara here is answering is fundamental. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's concern that it's not a viable child is only when we have a question how long the gestation was. But if we know that the gestation period, the period of the pregnancy, was the requisite number of months, then it would be fine, and even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would agree that it's a viable birth. And his concern was only by typical cases where you have no idea when the intimacy or cohabitation took place, and therefore you're not sure whether it's by animals or by people, you're not sure where this gestation left you. And therefore, he was concerned. Drop down two lines, the third word on the line, Tashma, come in here, Damar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Alocha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that the Alocha is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whether we rule like that or not, we'll still have to do the Gemara. But if he says, Halocha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Halocha Mechlal De Pligi. That means that someone's arguing on him. That means there's dissent on this ruling. Shema Mina, there definitely was dissent regarding his ruling. And we have to know how far to take it. How far did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say his rule that he's worried that the child might not be a viable child? Take a look at the last of the small lines. Kishapie kumeis, when the child before 30 days had an incident and died, it yawned, it did something, and from that it dropped dead. So divriakom mesu, that would indicate that the child has an internal weakness that it never really was a viable child. Binofo minagag va'ochlo ari, but if a tragedy happened, child fell from the roof, a lion came, so that would be the case of the machlokes, marsavar mesu, marsavar chayhu. One opinion says, since we're not sure about the gestation, we're stuck. We're going to assume that the child was never viable. We don't have the proof of the 30 days in order to make the child viable. And the other opinion says that you have no reason to believe that it is a problem, and therefore you could assume it's alive. It makes an enormous difference. For example, if the father then dies, and we want to know if the wife has to do yibum or chalitza, we need to know if this child was a viable child. So the child may be alive when the father dies, but if he never makes it to 30 days, where does that leave us? Okay, the Gemara gives us two stories, and we get a sense of how fundamental and important this machlokas is, and how you would rule on it, what kind of differences it would make. This case where the child was born, and within 30 days the child died. Yosef comes avalilave, he was mourning the child. Amale avua, surinaisa kabois lamechol, you're looking to be a mourner. In other words, like, I don't hold you should be a mourner, the child died within 30 days, how do you know it was ever viable? Amale, and he answered, kimli beishakalu lochadoshov, I know the time of conception, I know that there were 9 months, and therefore the child is a viable child, even without the 30-day rule. And even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree with me that since we know it's 9 months, you don't have to wait for the 30 days to have your answer. Similarly, Rav Ashi Kulabei Rav Kano Isra Bei Milsa Begotlas and Yomin, something happened within 30 days, meaning there was a death of a child. Chazi de Yosef Ekamasava Lilavei, he saw that he was mourning. Amalei, Lo Savala Ma'alo Hada Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmo Lalochak Rav Shimon Gamliel, don't you know that we ruled like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Amalei, and he answered him, Kimli Begevei Shekolu Lo Chadoshov, I know that it was a 9-month pregnancy, and therefore, even though the child didn't reach 30-day mark, I know that it's something that I have to mourn over. Now, all kinds of factors play when you get to practical halacha here, and basically the big question is the incubator case, where the child was a preemie of whatever number of months, but based on modern technology, we're working on it. Even the Ramah mentions that the exact numbers that the Gemara says do not seem to be totally applicable in our time. He says, Hachush Makchish, I believe the wording is, and there's a principle called Nishtanu Hativim, that sometimes nature, metabolism, can change over time. And therefore, when it hits practical halacha, you have to be careful how you paskin. But in terms of a fundamental gemara throughout Shas, this is a major gemara to be aware of, that there is a principle that if the gestation wasn't the right amount of time, a successful gestation, then we would have questions on the birth, whether it's animal birth or a human birth, you would have to do more assessment as to whether or not all the ramifications of the birth would actually take place. Yeshe koach, have a great day.